we talk about trouble, we'll try to find ways to get around the trouble. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In this hour of Good Day, we focus on the news of the day, the information that will keep you moving and keep you thinking. Plus, we introduce you to another group of people that are competing for our monthly prize of $20,000 in the Dream Big America contest. So we'll get into that in a few moments after we bring you up to date on a couple of things. The broken fastener that's been blamed this week for the accident at the circus. 9 aerial performers injured, couple still in critical condition. Mm. The show is in Providence, Rhode Island. The D-ring, known as a carabiner, gave way, clamped part of an apparatus supporting all of these performers. They were about 30 feet off of the ground. People that are investigating this week are not sure why the system failed. This was rated to hold 10,000 pounds and, in fact, was supporting less than 2,000 pounds when it failed. A female dancer on the ground got hurt, as you may have heard as well, so something that will be investigated.
So now, this is some circus act where a bunch of people are hanging from a wire.
Yep. 9 people.
Nine people?
Right? Yep.
And the ring and the wire failed.
Yeah, right.
And they were 30 feet off of the ground.
Yep.
Wow.
The administration rolling out climate change report. Predictions are meant to scare you. How's this sound? Flooded rail lines. Plagues of pests.
Cool.
Herbicide-resistant weeds.
Right.
That was like a rash of wildfires. Cats sleeping with dogs.
I saw that movie.
This is sound like a bad, or maybe a good 24 episode. Here's how the draft of the report spells it out. Climate change, once considered an issue for a distant future, has moved firmly into the present. President Obama has pledged to renew his efforts on climate change during his second term. But if that goes as well as everything else that's going on in his second term, probably not much going to be happening, nor people paying much attention to it. The poll you heard this week that was conducted by USA Today shows that of the 1,500 people that were surveyed, at least 70% believe the country is going in the wrong direction because of this administration, and they believe the Republicans can do a better job. I think that's debatable. I think both of the parties are lost, and that's why we need a whole different system. That's a discussion and a debate for another day, but certainly is worthy of consideration and perhaps a little bit of conflicting conversation. Here's a case of where the old and the new do not mix, Richie.
What's that?
Last week's computer glitch that paralyzed flight operations in Southern California.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Caused when the FAA's computer system misinterpreted the flight plans of a Cold War era U-2 spy plane.
Really?
Yep. Complicated maneuvers so overtaxed the system that the flight processing functions went on standby and basically melted. So the planes that were flying around in Southern California during this day last week were on their own. There was no guidance whatsoever for about 40 minutes. Those planes that were going into San Diego, Orange County, Long Beach, Los Angeles, Burbank, all of that was, they were all on their own.
God, we landed in Burbank.
I know. Right.
The horror.
Instead of Long Beach.
Somebody send a limo down to pick me up.
All right. Our Dream Big America contest begins anew at the beginning of the month, and we have an exciting month because a lot of changes are in store for those people who are coming to us with their great ideas. Dream Big America, up next here on Good Day.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome, nasty, responsive.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
14 after the hour on Good Day with the Dream Big America contest beginning anew this month. The month of May will see us with contestants and another winner, contestant three every week. And then we have the three that win during the course of the first 3 weeks of the month. And there will be some new twists and turns as we move into this new area of power on the air for all these folks. We're going to meet, actually, some interesting people later on in the hour. Well, we'll meet a lot of interesting people in this hour, starting with Adam Taft, who is no stranger to the program. He happens to be my partner in the Dream Big America contest and the Dream Big America concept. He's going to be here to ask questions of our three contestants. Adam, you ready and raring to go?
I'm ready, Doug. Good morning.
All right. So later on, I want you to stay with us because we have some things to announce later in the hour, but I want to get right into our contestants. By the way, congratulations again to Connor Hall of Hall Exchange in Columbia, Missouri, who won the contest in April, got the $20,000 in prizes and promotions that will help him move his business from college to the big, wide, wonderful world of entrepreneurialism. So with that in mind, we are working on the essence of our three contestants. Get them on the air right away. Peter Cahill from Lifeline Response in Chicago is our first contestant. If you want to go to his website, llresponse.com, you may say response. I say response. You say response. You say potato, Peter. I say potato. Welcome to Dream Big America. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, I think this is going to be exciting. Want to find out what it is that you have for people to consider. Remember, for those of you who are just joining us maybe for the first time, this program aims at finding entrepreneurial spirit, strength, hope, ideas, all the best things that America presents to people who have ideas and still want to make a go of it on their own. So we have three contestants every week. We'll have, actually in a few minutes, a fellow named Haroon Ishmael, who has a product that you can find at Akibah, akibah.com. And then we'll meet Adriana Nikolovo, who has a product that's from my neck of the woods in Cambridge called Yosco. So all these ideas and the names are intriguing as well. Peter, we're going to give you 2 minutes, as you know, to present to our Dream Big America audience what it is that you have, what you're building, and why you want them to support you. Remember, folks, the vote voting for one of these entrepreneurs for you to support one of them begins at 10 o'clock Eastern. That is about 44 minutes from right now. After you've heard all of them, you'll be able to go to the Dream Big site and listen to the two-minute pitches over again and get the information. It's all right there, pictures of the people who are contestants and the information about them, so you'll know better who to support and who to vote for. Peter, give us 2 minutes on why we should support you and Lifeline Response.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us. I suggest everybody turn the radios up because we're going to really uncover some mystery around some of these sexual assaults that are going on in Upcarnet. 1 in 4 women will fall victims of assault in their lifetime. 1 in 4. The number of assaults is bipartisan and, in fact, said to be underreported by up to 50%. 50%. This means this could be someone you love, family member. And with all those things said, assaults are an epidemic, and by definition, an epidemic is an uncontrollable virus. And this isn't just something that's touched me deeply. My niece was walking home from school from the second wealthiest suburb of the United States and was an attempted abduction. I encourage people, your listeners, to go out and look at this for themselves. Rodney T. Peterson, he blamed Jesus. He said Jesus made him do it. It must not be the same Jesus I'm working with. What are prevention efforts being done today? Blue lights, MACE legislation. We all know blue lights on campuses throughout the United States. They maybe get used 3 to 5 times for I can't find my keys. MACE or pepper spray? 85% of MACE and pepper spray is used against the victim. Legislation? Let's take some of the strongest legislation in the United States for gun control, for example, out of Chicago. Yet it's still the murder capital of the United States. How does our application work? The app is available today on Apple and Android smartphones, and it safeguards you the moment your finger touches the phone, and it keeps you protected when you're at your most vulnerable. Here's how it works. First responders need 3 vital pieces of information in an emergency. 1, a notification you're in trouble. 2, identifying details about you. And 3, a current location to dispatch assistance. Lifeline provides all 3. The system is responsive specifically to touch or a timer and uses a person's natural response to disrupt and prevent that attack. And if in event of an attack, the finger slips or the timer runs out, our response team verifies that emergency and alerts the local authorities to your phone's GPS location. I invite you to download the application and see for yourself at www.llresponse.com.
All right, time's up. Thank you very much. Peter Cahill, you might want to go to that website, llresponse.com, and see the story he tells is very compelling. So see, it's very, very important to get a handle on those sort of things. We'll see how that information compares with what the other two contestants present to us, as we have contestant number 2 and number 3 for this week's Dream Big America contesting in the arena that we're in. Coming up, more contestants 20 after the hour.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
After the hour, Dream Big America portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Later on, Adam and I are going to speak to Kevin McGinnis, who is from a division of Sprint. Some pretty interesting things happening there that are connected to our Dream Big America contest every week. So we'll talk about that. We have heard from Peter Cahill, who has a very intriguing idea, Lifeline Response. See if you can check it out. If you heard something that you were intrigued by, go to dreambigamerica.us. Give you more information on him, and we'll help you understand how to vote later on for the person of your choice at dreambigamerica.us. Next contestant is Haroon Ishmael, has a company called Akiba. Haroon, welcome to Dream Big America. You're going to have 2 minutes to tell us your story. So let's get started. From what I'm reading here, it's pretty intriguing. What is it that you put together? What do we want to learn from you in the next 2 minutes?
Thanks, Doug. I'd like to give you all a little background, first of all, and let you know that this issue is one that hits very close to home for my team and I, having watched our own loved ones struggle to manage their diabetes. That's why I turned on a Fulbright Fellowship after graduating from Cornell to do something about it. And the sad reality is that more than half of Americans are predicted to become diabetic or pre-diabetic in the next 6 years. People with diabetes are absolutely sick and tired of having to carry around these bulky glucose meter kits. These are basically the tools that they use to track and manage their blood sugar. That's why we at Akiba have built the world's first all-in-one smartphone case glucometer to eliminate the need for them to have to carry anything other than their smartphone. Our patent-pending technology basically enables you to measure your blood sugar as easily and as discreetly as you would check your email. We even go a step further and automatically log your blood sugar readings, pair them with contextual data like your diet and activity levels, and allow you to share that information with your physicians. One physician we spoke to even went so far as to say that this real-time streaming of data could possibly be the greatest advance in diabetes treatment since insulin. Now I'll let that sink in for a minute, and I'll post one last thought. You know, if you're really interested in learning more about Akiba or how you can get your hands on one of these devices, sign up to learn more at akiba.com. That's akiba.com. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's a great idea. I am never amazed by the plethora of great ideas that we're exposing you to through these entrepreneurs that come before us in the Dream Big America contest, vetted every week. If you would like to participate in this, if you have an idea and you'd like to appear on the program, all you have to do is go to the website, dreambigamerica.us, and see in there. You can go to dougsteffen.com, as you well know. There's a connection to Dream Big there. You can go to the logo and tell us your story. We'll have the folks on the staff vet your idea, your program, your business and see if you, too, can come before us to be scrutinized, see if people want to vote for you. It's all about voting from around the country. The people that are coming asking for your vote can use any kind of enticement they want. A lot of social media connections here. Check them all out at dreambigamerica.us. Third contestant this week is Adriana Nikolova, who runs a company called Yosco in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Adriana, we're going to give you 2 minutes starting right now to explain why it is you'd like to get support from the people listening to these promotions here today. Hi.
Hi, thank you. Ever since I was a child growing up in Bulgaria, I had a dream of becoming a doctor and helping people. My dream did come true in a way. I came to the United States and had the opportunity to train at Harvard Medical School. I rotated through some of the best hospitals in the world. But this experience was very different from my coveted dream. I had at most 5 to 10 minutes per day to spend per patient. And the rest of my 12-hour days, I was spending battling an inefficient and distracting system. I had fax machines and pagers and stacks of papers and outdated computer screens that looked like Windows 95. This system did not give me the tools to communicate my patient's care safely and efficiently to the rest of the medical team. I found out that preventable medical errors are the number three cure in the United States after cancer and heart disease. And 80% of these errors are due to poor physician and nursing communication. This is not what we signed up for as physicians. This was not our dream. So I put my career on hold to start Yosco. Yosco is a single login application for the iPad and Google Glass that builds in national research on the safety of physician and nursing communication and patient information handoff. With Yosco, if you're a patient in the hospital, the overall goals of your care and the specific tasks for that day are clearly visible to every single member of the medical team. No more forgotten medications, unnecessary procedures, or unclarity around your care. Hour by hour, every team member knows his responsibilities, and Yosco tracks your care in an accountable way. Yosco allows us physicians to focus on what matters the most, our patients. We're so excited to bring Yosco to Kansas City. Please don't be afraid to reach out to us with any questions or if you want to get involved. Thank you for your attention.
Adriana Nikolova and Yosco from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Check it out at yosco.com. Very intriguing idea there. Coming up, Adam Taff will ask each of our contestants a follow-up question, and then we're going to meet Kevin McGinnis, all in the next half hour of the Dream Big America portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Very good. All these entrepreneurs who are a part of the Dream Big America concept that Adam Taff and I came up with a year or so. Actually, it's been just about a year since we started talking about this. We got into it in June, late June of last year. Been on the Good Day program for that time. We've had almost 100 entrepreneurs showcase their products, their ideas, and we've allowed, encouraged, in fact, people to go to dreambigamerica.us to vote for their favorite every single week. The essence of all of this is that they are bringing sort of teachable moments to us. I think that's what I like more than anything else. I love to learn and find out more about these ideas. We have a sort of exciting future that will unfold over the next month or so. Adam is here in several different, positions today, Adam. First, I want you to go through the contestants, ask them each a question so we can get more information about them, and then we're going to meet Kevin McGinnis from Sprint. First contestant, Peter Cahill. By the way, all of these two-minute presentations are available right now, in fact, at the dreambigamerica.us website or dougsteffen.com. You can listen to all of the pitches. You can decide who you want to vote for now, or you can think about it. You can go to the website, see much more detail about all the contestants. And with all of these things, social media is so important, bringing the information from the various parties to Facebook and to Twitter and to Instagram and Pinterest and all the other ways people have of connecting. That's how the thousands and thousands of people who vote each week sort of come together. So they are impressive. These innovators are very good. And we're going to explain where they all came from after Adam asks the question. First, Peter Cahill of Lifeline Response in Chicago, your question from Adam Taff.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you, Peter. Really
really, all three today, just really impressive presentations. I'm going to ask the same question of everybody because I believe as an entrepreneur, you guys clearly have the innovation down. But as we all know in America, if you're going to be successful, you have to eventually make money with your business. And all three of you seem to be able to appeal to the individual, but also to the corporate world. So I'm curious for each one of you, are you targeting your revenue model towards the individual, or are you trying to approach the corporate model, or are you trying to do a hybrid of both? Peter, what's your strategy there?
Sure. We're taking a two-fold approach. It's a two-box approach, simply using a quadrant analysis. And how we're approaching that is we're taking a retail approach through the retail carrier stores. We're at over 1,000 retail stores already for U.S. Cellular. From an enterprise or an institutional level, we'll sell to hospitals, corporations, and, of course, institutions such as universities. And that's being done by selling enterprise license deals with the institutional model as well.
All right, so that's the response from our first contestant, Peter Cahill, Lifeline Response. Check them out at dreambigamerica.us or their own website, llresponse.com. Contestant number two is Haroon Ismail, has a company called Akiba. And here, Haroon, is your question from our expert, Adam Taff.
Yeah, hi, Haroon. Hey, I want to congratulate you for working on this. It's going to change the lives of a lot of people in this country and across this world. But once again, the individual needs this, but you can see that there's a corporate application in the medical industry. So what's your revenue model? Who's going to provide you the funds ultimately? Is it going to be the individual or is it going to be corporate entities?
So it's going to be a hybrid of both. You know, one person is diagnosed with diabetes every 17 seconds in America. And for most of these people, they get their glucose meters through their physician's office. So we're basically going to be targeting the physician's offices by giving them tools to help them better manage their practices and help deliver more efficient and effective care to their patients. So we're going to be targeting the practices as well as the people who can actually also buy our device on our website.
All right. Akiba is the company, AKIBAH.com. Check out Haroon's company there and see if you want to support them as they move forward. We find a winner for this week and eventually a winner for the month and get $20,000 in promotional encouragement. And we have all kinds of support companies that are involved in this. It's very cool. If I do say so myself, Adam, I pat myself and you on the back. More you than me, actually, for putting all this together. All right, contestant number three is Adriana Nikolova. Her company is Yosco, and here's Adam's question for you, Adriana.
Adriana, I must say, I'm inspired by you. You, to me, are the American dream. I was proud to hear that you came to the United States and wanted to go to Harvard, and I was also a little disheartened that of the conditions of a lot of our hospitals that I think we all across this country understand. And thank you for stopping your dream, so to speak, and trying to take care of it. How are you going to make money with this, Adriana? Once again, the individual needs this, but obviously hospitals and even the government, I could see an application for this as well. So what's your revenue model?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So definitely our application is a little bit different in that we're specifically selling to the hospitals. So we're making these enterprise-level sales. So this is our primary revenue stream for us. So we're not selling to the individuals or to the small office-based practices outside, but specifically those are the big hospitals. And when people get very sick, they go to.
All right. So good explanation. Man, this is very good stuff. And we're happy, as Adam suggested, to have people taking advantage of the American dream. Interesting, all the varieties in the names representing how diverse this country is becoming and the opportunities that are being provided for people who grew up here and who want to come here and take advantage of the big dreams that come from being in America. Thus, Dream Big America. Our weekly contest is over now. You can vote for any of these three. You want to vote for your favorite contestant? You text DBA to 612-223-7326. That's 612-22-DREAM, or you go to the dreambigamerica.us website, find your favorite contestant on the homepage, click vote starting in 20 minutes from now. It lasts for 28 hours until 2 Eastern time on Wednesday. Help yourself to all of these contestants and their dreams. Help support them. There are a lot of, as I said, there's a lot of potential here for all of these people. Speaking of potential, we've put together together a collaboration, we, Adam and Dream Big and me, with the folks at Sprint. We're going to talk about that in just a minute here, so stand by on Good Day, the Dream Big America portion of the Good Day program.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Come on, dude, go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like 3 times.
Okay, I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm running down the drain.
And change before the hour on the Dream Big America portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The program today, in conjunction with our announcement of Sprint as Dream Big America's new sponsor, all the contestants this week were selected out of hundreds of applicants to participate in the new Sprint Accelerator, which is powered by Techstars. And here with us, the project manager of this, as it would appear, Kevin McGinnis, vice president of Pinsight Media, which is a division of Sprint. He worked very closely with Adam in collaboration to put all of this together. I guess what I would like to know, if we can get started here, first of all, thanks for your help with this, Kevin. It's very cool. I'm interested in how a company like yours, Sprint, is trying to go out and find these sorts of people to develop businesses that in many instances have really nothing to do with what we know about Sprint as a big communication company.
Sure. No, first, thanks for having me on, Doug. I appreciate it. And it's a great question. Well, you know, we think that there is a role for big companies like Sprint, corporate entities, to play a role in entrepreneurship, whether we do direct business with these startups or not. It's part of how we keep our eyes down the field to look for new innovation, new business development opportunities, certainly part of what we believe is our corporate social responsibility back into these communities to stimulate economic development. And as a technology company, and quite honestly, I mean, we're 115 years old, but we were a startup at 1.2. So being able to help organizations like Dream Big America who are telling that story and being able to help these startups is something that we feel is an important role to keep us fresh and to keep new business coming our way.
So all three of today's contestants are mobile health solutions, and they're currently working with the Kansas City Department, the Kansas City Office of Sprint. You have lots of other areas of interest, though, do you not?
Absolutely. The Mobile Health Accelerator is one of the programs that we run from an entrepreneurship perspective. You know, we focused on that one because Kansas City has such a rich life sciences community that can surround these companies and support them. Two, we think the wireless is definitely something that will either disrupt or certainly lead to greater innovations for healthcare. But we do a lot of other things. Within the Sprint Accelerator, the facility itself here in Kansas City, we run numerous programs related to STEM education for youth, related to other startup activities. We have many partners who are actually located in the facility. We've rolled out programs like what we call our Sprint Mentor Network, which is 15 of my peers within the company at the executive level who are now matched up one-on-one with founders in the area to help them through their growth and their journey as startups. So we try to find ways where we can help based on the feedback that we're hearing from the community.
See, I would have guessed that you'd have a lot of internet or wireless or entrepreneurial things that are connected to Sprint. So it's very intriguing to see all these different areas of focus. Adam, you have a question about the connection here for Kevin?
Yeah, you bet. And Kevin, I just also want to echo what Doug said. We're really thrilled to have you team with Dream Big America. And on a personal note, I know Sprint well. I'm proud that you guys. I'm proud to be associated with you. You're a leader, like Doug alluded to. You don't have to be doing this, and the fact that you're out there helping small businesses is inspirational. I guess my question to you is: I know you personally, Kevin. I consider you to be a leader in this industry and in this movement. What's your message today to startups across the country? What's your advice, and what do you tell them to be successful?
I mean, it's, you know, there's really like, first of all, thanks, Adam, for the kind words. We appreciate, and we are really glad to be in this partnership with you guys. The message I think I would give to any of the startups is, you know, really understand what problem you're trying to solve. And don't be afraid to ask for help in your communities. There's a lot of resources that are available to you, regardless of where you're at. Organizations that have a national reach like the Kauffman Foundation, local corporations are starting to get more and more involved in those communities and have resources that are available to you as well. And, you know, one thing that entrepreneurs do extremely well and one thing that corporations can learn from these entrepreneurs is that opportunity to have take risks. Certainly, you know, be aware of what's around you, but be willing to take a risk, because without you pushing forward innovations, pushing forward new invention, it's very difficult for new technologies and new infrastructure like Sprint is deploying to have a meaningful impact to what we do.
Collaboration is what it's all about. Adam Taff, thank you. And certainly Kevin McGinnis from Sprint, thank you. Let's look forward to wonderful things working together to find more of the type of people that we have today on Dream Big America. Check them all out at dreambigamerica.us.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, Here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A call for the head of the VA to step down amid more allegations of delayed care. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. A number of disturbing reports of veterans hospitals delaying care for ailing patients. And as a result of these reports, the American Legion wants Veteran Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki to resign immediately.
It has been more than 30 years since the American Legion has called for a resignation of a public official. It's not something we do lightly.
American Legion National Commander Daniel Dellinger noted that Eric Shinseki is a retired Army general who served his country well during his military service.
His history, his record as the head of the Department of Veterans Affairs tells a different story. It's a story of poor oversight and failed leadership.
Meanwhile, Arizona Senator John McCain says veterans should be allowed to avoid the VA medical system altogether to get timely care.
I think we ought to give every veteran a card and say, if you want to go to the VA and get treatment there. If you want to go to your local doctor or hospital, then go ahead and get treatment there.
Senator McCain's comments follow allegations of secret lists and needless deaths of veterans waiting for care from the Phoenix Veterans Administration Hospital. The senator is also calling for a complete investigation of the VA medical system. The head of Concerned Veterans for America, Pete Hegseth, says the system is broken.
All the incentives are for these clerks to falsify the records so that they can preserve their jobs and managers can look better. All the while, veterans are waiting and waiting and waiting.
Hegseth said an investigation at the VA clinic in Fort Collins, Colorado, shows clerks there were told to make it look like patients were being seen within 14 days, when in fact many veterans waited months to be seen. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Come on, dude, go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like 3 times.
Okay, I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey. Oh, hi. Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
On Wall Street, the Dow started out in negative territory yesterday, but fought back to finish with an 18-point gain to 16,531. NASDAQ up 14 points. S&P climbed 4 points. The U.S. Supreme Court is giving a thumbs up to prayers at public meetings. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court ruled in favor of the town of Greece, New York. Justices rejected an argument from the plaintiffs that the prayers violate the constitutional separation of church and state. Speaking of states, which is the best state in the nation in which to retire? If you guessed Florida or California or Arizona, the obvious choices, you'd be wrong. If you guessed South Dakota, you'd be right. According to a Bankrate.com study that considered the cost of living, crime rate, healthcare quality, weather, and other factors, South Dakota is the best state in which to retire. Colorado placed second. Utah came in third. By the way, New York was at the bottom, worst state to retire. And finally, let's talk about teachers. The 2014 Teacher of the Year was honored last Friday at the White House. The president hosting Maryland's Sean McComb, a 30-year-old English teacher in Baltimore County, who had this to say.
I am not here alone. My students are with me here today because they have become a part of who I am.
McComb was chosen for his work in helping students develop their work habits and academic skills, as well as encouraging students to perform community service. President Obama was particularly impressed that one of McComb's students expressed a desire to become a teacher.
Sean asked him what subjects he wanted to teach, and the student said, "It doesn't matter. I just want to have as much fun as you do every day."
And that is certainly a key in any classroom, to be able to learn and have some fun. By the way, today is National Teacher Day. This year, the National Education Association is asking all of us to thank the teachers who changed our lives by posting a 6-second Vine video with the hashtag ThankATeacher. Well, since I don't know how to do the Vine video thing, here's my 6-second audio message. A heartfelt thank you to my 4th grade teacher, Mrs. Farrell, who made us laugh while we learned. Incidentally, she's responsible for my alleged sense of humor. That's right, you can blame her. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?